Episode 103, What Everyone Must Know About the Principal Approach.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Welcome back to the Principles in Practice homeschool podcast, Biblical Classical Education. There's a misunderstanding about what is taught in regards to American history when it comes to the principal approach. As a mother who has been homeschooling with this biblical classical philosophy and method for over a decade, I'm a witness to it. Whereas some individuals glance through materials to review it or they don't utilize the approach entirely, therefore they walk away with a misunderstanding about it when it comes to history. As such, I strongly feel that this needs to be addressed, and I hope that you'll take a moment to listen to this episode in full length to find out what everyone must know about the principal approach and history. Some common misunderstandings about the principal approach and American history are these. It's easy to focus exclusively on the positive early aspects of American history, overlook or gloss over some of the not-so-good stains of American history, or gloss over or overlook shortcomings or failures of the founding fathers. All right, we're going to address these one at a time. Now, when it comes to the misconception that it's easy to focus exclusively on the positive early aspects of American history, if a teacher does that, it's because they're not implementing the philosophy and method fully. Part of the implementation is to look at the internal to external and the cause to effect. In other words, we say, this happened and let's look at why. Then we take the actions or ideas involved in the situation and we do a word study to find out what God has to say about it. We also look at what principles of liberty are either being honored or violated and the cause to effect of that. When it comes to the misconception that principal approach history lessons overlook or gloss over some of the not so good stains of American history, again, if a teacher or parent does that, it's because of their own doing. That has nothing to do with the principal approach philosophy and method itself. So to begin with, this land was not a Garden of Eden before the Pilgrims, Puritans, and others came to her shores. After all, the natives were warring amongst each other, sickness still existed, and so did death. It's a fact worldwide since the fall of mankind. Of course, that doesn't excuse any sinful actions of anyone, whether they were here first or came later. But do let us not put the sins of some upon those who are innocent of those sinful acts. For instance, many times people will blame the pilgrims for the atrocities caused by the adventurers. Regarding the misconception that the principal approach glosses over or overlooks shortcomings or failures of the founding fathers, it's common for individuals who are not trained in the principal approach to think that it idolizes or elevates the founding fathers. Of course, they were sinful. After all, they were human, like the people in the Bible and like you and me. To be sure, a biblical classical education does not teach that the founding fathers were perfect individuals. For instance, one way for how we study the founding fathers or any other key individuals for that matter is to use a T-chart. And on this T-chart, we label one side internal qualities and one side external qualities. So as we read about individuals, we take note of the good and the bad of each person. Also, we look at the cause to effect that the internal and external qualities have. So if this aspect of the method is not being implemented by a teacher or parent, it's not a reflection on the principal approach method and philosophy. Therefore, if it's viewed that there's an error in the terms of balance, it's not due to the principal approach materials or primary resources that we use. It's important to note that the sins of others is not one of the main focuses of teaching American history. Wouldn't the enemy just love for us to shadow over the main focuses of American history taught with the principal approach method and philosophy? After all, it'd be a perfect way to stifle God's providential hand, His purposes, our Christian form of government, and His mighty works. Furthermore, we could turn our main focus on the sins of the founding fathers, but then that makes man the center of history and takes our eyes off of Christ, the focal point of history, and the gospel spreading westward, thereby liberty spreading westward. And isn't it wonderful what God can do through sinners? Rather than no longer being involved in the lives of imperfect, sinful men and nations, God continues to be involved. In short, we focus on biblical principles of government because that is what we have been given and what we need to safeguard. Not to mention that one of the goals of this form of education is to help restore our republic. Certainly, we do compare and contrast different forms of government and character of individuals because that is an essential component to learning from mistakes. But one of the main focuses is the seven founding principles upon which our nation is founded. Therefore, they are essential to education for the restoration and preservation of our nation. And this is important to grasp because without these principles, we won't have a constitutional representative republic. Indeed, it seems that America is the most complete expression of liberty because of the gospel than any other nation. And God has been using her to demonstrate liberty to the world, free from socialism. That is to say, especially during her first 200 years. But when we began to leave our first principles of liberty and instead allow socialism to slowly creep in, America started to suffer. In fact, socialism is one of the counter principles of liberty that erodes our liberties and starts to change our form of government into something that is not familiar to us because the counter principles of liberty do not give us liberty. They give us a different form of government, and they are slowly, over time, making America less and less and less free. However, we can help save her with the biblical classical form of education. The philosophy and method of education matters greatly for our nation. And if you are wanting to go ahead and begin the process of learning how to educate in this way, you can get on the wait list for the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience membership and community. In there, I personally mentor Christian homeschooling parents, and we have a wonderful community of like-minded parents that meet from across the nation, and we have rich discussions, and we grow together. It's a great community if you are liberty-minded and not afraid to put in some work in your homeschool and in the discipleship of your children. So get on that wait list, and I cannot wait to meet you inside.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principalacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.